This reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9. This is for Tuesday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, July the 5th, 2011. My name is Brian Walker. I am an itinerant preacher assigned to St. Albert the Great in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And the title that I have given this is Who Are the Workers? A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 2 to 37. Then Jesus began traveling through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every illness. When he saw the crowds, he was deeply moved with compassion for them, because they were troubled and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is vast, but the workers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. I really enjoy this reading today. Some people would love to think of it as a challenge. They see it as an opening for men and women to enter religious life. They want to challenge people to see their call and to answer and become all things to all people. The truth of the matter is that anyone who has any sense at all will know that there's no way that you can become all things to all people. There will always be someone who will be disappointed with what you do. I mean, after all, if they were disappointed in Jesus, what hope do you have? I don't think that we are called to be all things to all people, but the challenge is to look into our own hearts and to see the gifts that are inside, the God-given gifts that we have, and to be true to who we are. That is the challenge. I don't think that we're called to try and get people to become priests, brothers, sisters, deacons, if that is not their call. The challenge is to understand that God calls everyone to be follower in their own capacity, to take the example of Christ and to live it in our daily lives, to be the best mother or father, to be the best sister or brother, to be the best in whatever we do, not worried about what we are going to receive, but willing to look beyond and to see what little I can do as the best that the world can offer in this place and in this moment. It's not about recruiting thousands, but being conscious of the person before you and giving all that you've got. I believe that the harvest is vast because we don't take the time to be for the other. I was deeply moved at the innocence of a 9-year-old who had received a few coins as a gift very recently. He held onto those coins while his brothers bought candy and all kinds of trinkets for themselves. But when he went to church, he was moved. And when the collection basket was passed around, he took the coins that he had saved and gave the whole of it away. He said that he knew that someone needed it more than he. This young lad, in his own way, was a worker being sent into the harvest, and his choice at such a young age made all the difference in the world. We can learn from this young man, and we can recognize that there are more workers in the harvest than we can imagine. All we have to do is open our eyes and see the goodness of God around us. It's not about the things that appear on the news or the things that make the headlines of the newspapers. It's about the little things and knowing that God really is in the breeze and not in the earthquake. God is found in the innocence of small things. May we all recognize our part as workers in the harvest.